just pull up. You know that this year when you're gone, pull up, y'all, straight to number one. Pull up, y'all. Now the dance get wicked and wild, y'all. Steve James, well, run the track.
Best FM 100 on your dial. Keep listening.
One sound, play this. Champion sound.
Dub we no borrow, we no lend. Oh, he's off for the dub road, boys.
The sun beats down upon your pretty face.
Yes, as we promised you, Black Star Foundation out of Holland, right here in studios, live and direct. Michelle Denden and Leah Rosier. Gonna give us an update on what's happening over there in Holland, one of my favorite countries in Europe. Greetings, Michelle, and then how you doing?
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Welcome to Jamaica again.
Yeah, we were here last year.
Boy, this is your second home.
Yeah, it is. It feels like that.
Yeah. What brings you to Jamaica, man?
Well, we love reggae music, first of all.
Okay. So,
and we picked this particular period because it's Rebel Salute.
Okay.
You know, the festival, we love it. I think it's the best festival in Jamaica.
You think so?
Yeah, and also it's winter time in Holland, so it's good for us to be here now, to escape a little bit from the cold, you know?
Okay.
Right.
What was the weather like when you were leaving Holland?
Sorry?
What was the temperature, the weather?
Yeah, it was like around freezing point, you know, a bit up, but mm-hmm. I heard there's some snow, so
okay.
We're very happy to hear that while we're here.
Okay. Yeah. You know, just yesterday I was speaking to a journalist from New York, and she said that the airport in Amsterdam is the best airport in the world.
Oh, really?
I wonder why she said that.
I don't know, they renovated it a few years ago, so it's quite big. It's like a shopping mall. So if you have a few hours to wait, it's no problem. You can shop and eat and spend some time, you know?
Well, I ran through that airport back ways, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, each time you go into the airport and you have to go through immigrations and so on. I almost missed my flight and I had to go, you know, back through those same security points to get.
It takes so long.
I missed my flight.
Really?
Yes.
No. That's what they call Babylon system, right?
So, is the music vibes over there in Holland now? What has happened in the last year in terms of music in Holland?
Yeah, music in general.
Just in general, yes.
Yeah, well, reggae business is quite small in Holland. Unfortunately, it's there, but it's a small scene. So yeah, people listen to dance music a lot, rock,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, nowadays we have this EDM, electronic dance music, a lot with some reggae influences, reggae dancehall. You know, it's nice to hear that.
Okay, give me an idea of some of the artists who have visited. I see then post some wonderful pictures, and him said, "Boy, make sure I'm copyright all of them." Give me some idea of some of the reggae artists who have been to Holland in the past year or so.
Well, I think one of the most famous who came to Holland last year was Bunny Wailer.
Okay.
We had a nice show in Paradiso in Amsterdam, which is one of the most famous venues.
Okay.
And Itana.
We promoted that show.
Okay, yeah. Black Star Foundation promoted that show.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we had a very nice show of Itana.
Yes.
And Leia did a pre-show for that show.
Okay.
But there's actually quite a lot of reggae artists passing through Amsterdam. Okay. If the opportunity is there, they will come, you know.
Okay.
People love the old roots music, and they love the new roots also. So people like Chronics, Janine, they've been there too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and what kind of crowd do you get at some of these venues?
Well, it's really depending on which artist.
Okay.
Because if you go more to the dancehall side of the reggae music, it will be more a more Suriname crowd.
Okay.
And for the more rootsy artists, will be a little older crowd.
Okay.
So it really depends. But okay, you see still quite some young people coming to reggae shows.
Okay.
It still is popular, but it's mixed, yeah, and it's still popular, but it's a small scene.
Okay. And you have a lot of Holland or Dutch reggae bands?
Yeah, there's quite a few. And also
but
quite
they're not always good, actually. A lot
don't
of hobby bands.
Long, yeah.
There are a few good reggae bands.
Right.
Like there's one reggae band like the Royal Roots. They're actually playing with a lot of Jamaican singers when they're in Europe touring.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they tour outside of Holland also?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So tell me about Black Star Foundation and what you guys have been doing. Because I keep seeing on Facebook and I keep hearing some wicked sounds.
Yeah, man. We just want to promote reggae music in all different kind of ways. So we do shows, like we said, we promote reggae concerts,
right,
organize events. We have our own label, like the music you just played by Vivian Jones is one of our latest releases, the Vivian Jones album. We do a lot of things for reggae music just to promote it, educate the people about it, stuff like that.
And of course, the last few months we've been quite busy with a crowdfunding project to get Leia to Jamaica.
Okay.
We made a mixtape for that, and we sold it at her shows.
Okay.
And we saved all the money up until we could buy a plane ticket for her, so she could come here.
Well,
and
nice.
It worked out.
Okay.
Come here.
We're going to touch on Leia soon, but tell me about this Vivian Jones album. It was just released a few days ago, and we have it right here on the Real Rock.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Well, just released January 9th officially.
Yeah, it's an album we made with Vivian Jones.
Yes.
And we worked on it for quite a few years.
Okay.
Because Vivian Jones lives in the UK, we live in Amsterdam, and right now Mr. Jones is moving to Jamaica, so he also spends a lot of time in Jamaica.
Right.
But any time he could spare, he came to Amsterdam to do recordings for this album.
Okay.
And now we're very proud to release it. And it's a mixed album. There are some Jamaican musicians joining in. There's a lot of Dutch musicians joining in. But also a guy from Virgin Islands, Tav Lion.
Okay.
Leia is doing backing vocals on the album. But also Daddy Spears, original backing vocals from Burning Spear, is doing backing vocals on this album.
Okay.
So we have a lot of different influences. Okay. And like I said, we are very proud now that it's finished.
All right. Let's touch down on Chant Rastafari, which is one that we've been playing for a while, and it's on the album.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And I know Celestia, I live. Imperial Majesty Emperor, live. You're my same one. Come on now. Come make we chant Rastafari forever. Come on now. Yeah. Come make we chant Rastafari forever. Now some might think a joke, we a joke. Some might think a play, we a play. You mash your finger, no cry. Man a man, nice in Africa. We never want to come on, yeah. Come drop in a Buffalo soldier. And now it seems you don't remember. I'm on a Rasta forever. I'm on a Rasta.
Come make we chat Rastafari forever. Come on now, now, now. Come make we chat Rastafari forever. Come on now, now. We have to chat Rastafari forever. Make we talk about the freedom talk. A two thing you mix up in a one. Nothing is for free. And I, not done, yeah. Once he had everything, you had the Bible. Now we got the Bible, and you got everything. Come on now, now. We chat Rastafari forever. Come on now, now, now. Come and we chant I and I forever. Come on now, now. We are go chant Rastafari forever. Come on.
Come on.
We are go chant Rastafari forever. Some might think a joke, we a joke. Some might think a play, we a play. Mash your finger, no cry.
Mr. Vivian Jones, chant Rastafari. Whoa, whoa, interesting, interesting,
yeah,
album.
Man.
You know what I like about this album is that the variety of different musicians.
Yeah.
Was very, very impressive for me, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, you have this young lady and, you know, we've been hearing good things about her and she's finally in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why people wish you could see her, just log on to www.bestfm.com because we have audio and video streaming. That's and you can see her. A beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
Welcome to Jamaica,
Thank
Leah.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing?
Very, very well. I'm very happy to be here. It's a dream come true, for real.
And how did the dream come true?
By working hard and never stop believing in that anything is possible.
Okay, your first time to Jamaica?
No, my second time, but the first okay. time was almost 10 years ago and for a different purpose because I used to be a model, fashion model. So okay. it's very nice to be here now for music and I'm so productive. I feel like I've been here for 2 months and I've been here for 2 weeks now because we've done so many different things already.
So your first time you modeled in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Okay. What event was this?
It was to shoot different magazines, European magazines for the summer. Because,
okay.
you know, the weather is bad in Europe around December, January. So I got very lucky and I went to Jamaica almost 10 years ago. Yeah.
Okay, nice. How long have you been with Black Star?
We've been working together for around 4 years now.
Yeah,
3 years, so. 4 years.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. it's been a long time. Yeah.
And you did a performance since you've been in Jamaica, correct?
Yes, I did. 5 performances already. 2, 3 in
yeah, man, yeah, man.
Yeah, 3 in the grill.
That's how we do it. Like yeah. every other day
it
we have
so
something
nice.
Happening.
We were just going around trying to find shows and I did 5 shows. 3 in the grill and 2 in Kingston.
You're really moving fast.
Yeah, and I enjoyed it so much and the response was so nice. So
many. This girl is something else, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where in Kingston did you perform?
First at
the triple
century,
and then at King's Plaza
okay.
outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy that so much because where I'm from in Holland, we never really perform outside. Maybe
okay.
once a year or something. And here, everything has been outside. I love that.
Okay, we're gonna play one of your songs, and
cool.
we're gonna go to a commercial break, and then we get back to some serious reasoning.
All right.
Only on Best FM.
Every day, come, rain, come, shine. We'll be rocking reggae music right on time. Come with me.
We play the reggae music
any day. We listen to this music every day.
Right.
Play the music every day. Play the reggae music every day. Good reggae music every day.
In unity, we feel a positivity. Celebrate this liberty. In the name of the Holy Trinity, I know it's you and me.
Holy Trinity, I know you feel it.
Come,
come, come, rain, come, shine.
Come, shine.
We'll be rocking reggae music anytime.
Come,
come, come with me.
you can play every day.
Play the music every day. It's the kind of music you can play every day. Most high music.
Say every day we play this positive music. And I know you can't refuse it once you're here. All your fears can be faced. You will get put to the test.
So you better give it your best.
So let me tell you, it really doesn't matter how you wanna dress. You better not stop the dance. It ain't no beauty contest.
And at the bottom of our news tonight, please do not touch your dial. This station plays music you'll hear nowhere else.
In the background, this dub is called If the Tree Could Dub. Vivian Sugarlove Jones, taken from his brand new CD. Black Star presents Vivian Jones.
And if the tree could dub.
No sugar in this one, strictly roots. As we continue our discussion with Miss Leah Rosier. So Leah, what has impressed you most about Jamaica this time around?
Wow, there's so much to say. That it's for real, that the music is really everywhere. You see artists everywhere. And everyone's very open-minded. Yeah, what else? It's just such a beautiful place.
Okay.
Yeah, and I really hoped that I could perform and record here, but I didn't really know what to expect.
Okay.
So I'm very amazed that I could do so much already. I've recorded a really nice song with the Mighty Diamonds, which are artists that I've been inspired by for a long time.
Okay.
So yeah, and last night I recorded a song with Zana Romeo, the daughter of Max Romeo. So there's so many good things going on.
Okay. It's
a very productive trip. Yeah.
When are these songs scheduled to be released?
Yeah, soon come.
Soon come.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to play a song. I don't know if you know this one, but listen carefully.
This is Leah Rosier from Amsterdam.
Come, come, rain, come, shine.
Is on the radio, it's real rock time.
Best FM 100 on your dial. Keep listening.
On Thursday and Friday, it's the kind of radio that makes you feel bright. Real rock. Liberty, celebrate his liberty in the name of the Holy Trinity. I die is you and me. Yes, if you feel
come, come,
come, rain, come, shine.
Come and sleep
is on the radio, it's real rock time.
Come, come,
come, what thing? Just tune in to Best of FM on Thursday and Friday.
Come, come,
come,
rain, come, shine.
Come and sleep is on the radio, say you'll feel.
Midlands, England, Birmingham strong. I fully endorse Steve James. Steve James, go on, all up the ting, brother. All up the ting, brother.
So, Leah, you've recorded a couple of songs.
Right.
And there's a particular one called Amsterdam. Tell me about that one.
Yeah, that's a song I made together with an artist from Trinidad and Tobago. His name is Marlon Asher. You might know him from the song Ganja Farmer.
Okay.
And we wrote this song together a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, it's to inspire everyone, just trying to share some positive vibes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's based in Trinidad now, or he's based in Holland?
He's based in Trinidad.
Okay.
And he came to Holland. He did a tour organized by Black Star Foundation.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did it very well. Yeah, it was a very successful tour. He came back a couple of times, so it's nice.
All right, let's touch down on this one.
Listen to it. Yeah.
All right.
Amsterdam, this is Leah Rosier, all the way from Holland, right here in studio with Black Star Foundation, Michelle and Denden.
East side of Amsterdam.
stop providing the world with something to say about you. Yes, your war, your crimes, your violence will take you away. I'm telling you, my youth, it's high time you learn to pray.
From the east side of Amsterdam, I send my love into the London, trying to reach the youth by telling them the truth. I hope it gets understood. From the east side of Amsterdam, me say I will travel in 1 month, trying to reach the youth. Turn off your television if you wanna hear the truth. Hey man, we ram this drum, and if you still don't know where I'm from, let me say it again. I come from a town called Amsterdam, where when the going gets tough, it to keep you going. Allow the love in your heart to keep on growing. Live, love, hope, and care.
I love this one.
Me too. I love singing it live.
Amsterdam, yeah. You have another song with Rise and Shine?
Yeah, Rise and Shine. That's the band that I work with, the backing band in France.
Okay.
We've been working together also for about 3 years now, almost 4 years. And right now we're working on a full album, okay. All original songs. So I shot some videos here in Jamaica for our album.
Okay.
Yeah. And the song, I think you have Love Fire there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on my first album, Hyper, that I released in August 2012.
Let's hear it.
For the lovers.
Love Fire. Lea Rosier and Rise and Shine out of France. Forget we link up with Sister Carol shortly. Then you're kind of quiet, you know.
Yeah, there's two ladies here, so I let them talk.
But I want to shift from the music to another, you know, topic of discussion. The last time we were here, there was a big debate in Jamaica about the, you know, legislation and the legalization of marijuana. And you were mentioning that in Amsterdam, boy, I'm trying to fight against, you know, certain things. How has things been the last year? Has things relaxed or they're still?
Well, it's more or less the same. You know, it's they're kind of strict,
right?
With the policy.
Okay.
But so far so good. There's nothing. They didn't change the system yet, or okay. Made it more difficult than it already was.
Okay.
But it's more or less the same. So we didn't go forward. Because right now in the United States, you see, there's two states,
Colorado,
where they even legalize it for pleasure recreational use.
Right.
In the Netherlands, you know, it's sort of allowed to use it recreationally, but still not legal.
Okay.
So, still not there where you want to be.
Okay. But they haven't closed down cafes?
Well, rules and regulations are getting more strict. So once a coffee shop gets closed down, you can't reopen it or something. So it's getting less and less. But actually, you should ask Leah because she's working in a coffee shop.
Yeah, I work in a coffee shop in Amsterdam.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I actually work in a very nice one in the center of Amsterdam. So we don't have many issues with what's going on in the rest of the country, because in places outside Amsterdam, in some coffee shops you need to become a member, you have to have a pass to enter the coffee shop to try to kind of avoid getting too many tourists, especially around the borders of the Netherlands.
Okay.
So those things. And
what kind of pass is this?
You have to register yourself In the medical coffee shop.
No, it's like a membership.
Yeah, okay. It's like a membership card. Yeah. Okay. So you can only get weed when you're a member, which is not possible if you don't have a Dutch passport in most of the cases.
Okay.
So they try to ban too much tourism. But they're coming to Amsterdam, so that's good for us. We need the tourists. We like it. I like to work with tourists. They're still fresh.
So just Dutch people are allowed in the coffee shop?
Yeah, and in some of the places around the borders that are close to Germany and Belgium. Okay. And then in Amsterdam recently, they changed the rule that shops that are around a school for children, they cannot be open during the day. So they can only open at 6 o'clock at night when all the kids are gone, which I think is a bit strange because you have to be 18 anyway to enter a coffee shop.
Okay.
And the children, children are not allowed there, so they'll get it anyway if they want it. So that's a strange rule. I hope they'll change it again. They always keep changing everything.
So typically, what's on the menu in the coffee shop?
On the menu? Yeah, we actually have a very interesting menu because we work with a smiley system. So in our shop. So you have all the different kinds of weeds with different names and hash. And then next to it, you see a smiley, which kind of tells you how it will make you feel. So sometimes it could be just relaxing. Or it's like psychedelic smiley or sleepy or pain killing. So we have a whole list, like a wine list.
But can you mention some of the brands? Because I really like Haze and Amnesia and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we sell, the strongest stuff we sell would be Amnesia, Silver Haze. I don't smoke it, so I forget the names. I don't smoke very strong weed. I smoke White Widow and some Snow White. I like it like that. And we also sell some Jamaican weed.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
say. It flew all the way from Jamaica. We don't know how we got there, but we got it.
So which one is most popular now?
Usually White Widow, Amnesia, and some certain Kush.
Those are the light ones. They're light.
They're quite strong.
The tourists like the strong ones. They smoke their brains out. They go to the coffee shops. They sit down, then they stand up, and then they fall over. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Oh, boy.
True.
Once when I was in Amsterdam, I stayed, and there were some college kids who were staying next to me, and they all went to the Heineken.
And then they smoked.
When they came back, when they were all on the floor.
I know. I get that sometimes in the shop. Oh, patience is a virtue. Oh,
but these tourists, they don't know how to. Maybe they think, I've smoked.
I've smoked before.
But then they smoke this high grade. This is like high grade, like
20% THC or something. Yeah.
Okay.
So they can't handle it. Most of the tourists, they can't handle it.
Whoa, you know? So when next I come to Holland, I have to come to your coffee.
Oh, definitely. I will tell you everything you need to know. Okay. Make sure you'll have a good smoking experience.
Well, I don't smoke, but I still want the experience.
I'll give you a good coffee or tea or juice experience.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, want to say thanks for, passing through Best FM and Real Rock. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Yeah.
We're so honored, to be here again.
Most definitely. I don't know if there's anybody you want to say hello to in Holland or locally in Jamaica.
Yeah. Spectacular. He asked if I could say hi, Spectacular. You're cool. Big up, man.
Okay.
And I would like to especially mention Usher E, the producer who did all the work for the album of Vivian Jones.
Big producer.
Okay.
He played most of the instruments and also all the melodica on all the dub versions.
Okay.
Just a white rasta man. He's a farmer. Yeah. But he's very good in making music.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And big up the Amsterdam Massive and the Besançon Massive, of course.
And we're looking so forward to Rebel Salute. See you all there.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Best FM.
Yeah, big up Best FM.
Take me out with something, Nalia. Give me a little piece.
Yeah, man.
Big up Best FM. We've been so happy we could be here tonight.
All right, give thanks.
Yeah. get some cool breeze under the shade, shade, shade.
Destruction. You see that road out there leads to where?